Let us know anything you're interested in. Also, a separate prayer card. Turn it into us, prayer requests that we can either put in the bulletin at your request. Today is our annual Christmas feast, so I hope you'll be around on the service today and downstairs and share a meal with you. God bringing light, just like Jesus would have celebrated at Hanukkah as he did in John chapter 10. Also, somewhere around the beginning of spring,
shall come to me, O Israel.
For our sins and was raised and from the dead. And then at the beginning of summer, we celebrate Pentecost, which is when God sent his Holy Spirit into all those who are followers of Jesus. And we get to share in that joy right now. And then at the end of the summer, we celebrate the harvest. And that, of course, is what's celebrated in the Bible as the Feast of Trumpets, and the trumpets represent the end of time and the blowing of trumpets and the reconciling of all things, all accounts. And so that's at the point where we also pray for the new creation as well as remembering the old creation, God bringing about someday a new heaven. And so we are in that glorious cycle. And each one of those events, we have a meal together. And so it's a fun, great time. But today, we have all kinds of good things happening, and you'll get to enjoy all of it. But let me open up our time of worship, because this is worship, with the scripture from the prophet Malachi. But for you who honor my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. Then you will leap for joy like a newborn calf turned out in the field. Amen? Amen. Let's worship with joy this morning.
And if you are a caroler in our little performance this morning, you should be in the narthex right now. For the rest of you, please stand.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Chains. Don't forget Jesus. Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ. The wonder of his lowly birth brings meaning to our lives. There really is no other reason we celebrate today. The birth of God's precious Son and the life he willingly gave. But so much seems to distract us in the bustling of our lives. We lose our focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave out Christ. We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush around. Trying to find that perfect gift seems to cloud our Savior out. We need to stop and reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, his birth, his life and sacrifice, and all that he stands for. For though the world may celebrate, it seems for other reasons. Let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the true meaning of this season.
I just spent over 6 hours inside that mall with everyone else who lives in this town. If I see one more sprig of holly or hear another ho-ho-ho from the Woodstock Mall Santa, I think I might get sick.
I know what you mean. There was a lady in the men's clothing department who wanted to argue with the clerk about everything.
I finally gave up in housewares. This is all so exhausting. My feet hurt, my head hurts, and my back hurts.
And my credit card hurts.
Nice music. Well, I guess not everyone is shopping. There's a group that isn't.
Maybe they've already finished their shopping, or maybe they're smarter than we are and they don't do any.
Who knows? All I know is I could really use a holiday from this holiday.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Jesus' birth is at one of our most special time of year. Oh, jingle bells, up to all the earth. God is God and showed his most to being a special bird.
All that ringing reminds me of a chiming clock that my grandmother had in her dining room. My grandmother! I still haven't gotten a gift from my grandmother. Is there time? Oh, what time is it? It'll be midnight before I finish my shopping. Did you hear what the carolers were singing? Christmas is a time of peace on earth. I usually feel like Christmas is a time of panic. There's so much to remember. You have to do the cards, the cookies, the decorating, and the programs and the parties, and the shopping. You may have forgotten your grandmother, but I've been looking for over 3 days for the perfect gift for my mother.
What kind of gift do you want to give her?
I'm not exactly sure, but it has to be beautiful. It has to be unusual. Just glorious.
Those carolers seem to be having a good time.
That's a lot more than I can say about the three of us. Maybe we're missing something.
Yeah, there must be more to this season than the hustle and the bustle.
The baking and the taking.
The meeting and the eating.
The shopping and the dropping.
There must be a better reason for this season.
Are you trying to get a cab?
No, I'm practicing. I have great news to deliver to everybody on Earth, and I don't want to get it wrong.
What's the news?
A baby will be born in Bethlehem, and his name will be Jesus Christ. He will be the Son of God, be called the Prince of Peace. He will teach people how to love one another, save them from sin, and give them life everlasting.
Didn't that already happen, like, a long time ago?
Yes, and it's going to happen again. But I need someone to tell the story. Will you help me? You do know the story, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. The first thing that happens is that the angel appears to Mary.
Okay, hold that thought. I don't want to be late.
In a town called Nazareth, there lived a woman named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph. God sent the angel to visit her, and at first she was afraid. But then the angel said,
"Hail, Mary. God is with you."
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, in your case, it means that you will have a baby, and he will be Christ the Lord.
But that's impossible.
With God, nothing is impossible. The baby will be a child of the Holy Spirit. He will be called the Son of God and the Prince of Peace.
He will teach people how to love one another, save them from sin, and give them life everlasting.
Does God really love me that much?
God loves all his children, past, present, and future. But you are special, Mary. You have been chosen to bring his message to earth.
God wants me to do this, and that's what I'll do.
A few days later, the angel visited Joseph in a dream.
Hail, Joseph. God is with you.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, in your case, it means that your fiancée, Mary, is going to have a baby. His name will be Jesus Christ, who will be called the Son of God and the Prince of Peace. He will teach people how to love each other, save them from sin, and give them life everlasting.
But that's impossible.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Are you sure?
Trust me. I'm an angel.
When Mary and Joseph were getting ready to have their baby, they had to take a last-minute trip to Bethlehem. They traveled on donkey because Mary got way too tired of nobody offering her a seat on the subway.
That's in the story.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's telling the story, you or me? By the time they got to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph were very tired.
Don't worry, I'm sure the angel will come and tell us what to do.
Let's just stay in that barn.
Good plan.
Mary had the baby in the barn because the local hospital wouldn't take her health insurance. The animals gathered around the baby, and everyone knew right away how special he was. Meanwhile, the angels appeared to a group of shepherds who were staying up late to guard their sheep.
Hail, shepherds! God is with you.
What does that mean?
Well, in your case, it means that over in Bethlehem, a baby has been born whose name is Jesus. He will be called the Son of God and the Prince of Peace. He will teach people to love one another, save them from sin, and give them life everlasting.
That's amazing. Where can we find him?
Well, go that way. No, that way. And look for the baby in a barn. And when you find him, spread the good news that Jesus has been born.
And suddenly, the angel was joined by a whole bunch of angels. And they started to sing. And so the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and the angels and all the animals squeezed into the barn to celebrate Jesus' birth. And there was great rejoicing in
Wait a minute. Seems like somebody's missing.
I don't think anybody else can fit.
Well, no, I know there was somebody else I was supposed to tell. Oh, the three wise people. Well, they'll just have to be a little late.
So the angel went east to a faraway country and appeared to the three wise people.
Hail, wise people. God is with you.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, in your case, it means that a new star will appear in the sky. Follow that star until it stops, and there you will find the baby Jesus. He will be called the Son of God and the Prince of Peace. He will teach people to love one another, save them from sin, and give them life everlasting.
Let us go now and see that baby.
Wait, we should bring presents. We should bring him gold and frankincense and myrrh.
What are frankincense and myrrh?
Things that smell really good.
So the wise people came, and they brought Jesus gifts of gold, and also frankincense and myrrh, which are things that smell really good. I think that's the end of the story, right?
The end? Well, that's just the beginning. I have to spread the good news to everyone on earth.
That's impossible.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Where do you even start?
Well, we started 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, and we've started again today. Keep telling the story.
So the angel appeared in Woodstock at the Evangelical Covenant Church.
Hail, Evangelical Covenant Church people! God is with you. Well, in your case, it means I bring you good news of great joy for all people. For today, unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Spread the good news today and every day that Jesus is born.
It must have been a wonderful night.
Yes, a silent night, a holy night.
This same mistake before. Too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush. It breaks me till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. Shopping and buying and standing forever in line. What can I say? I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here. To end this crazy day with a silent night. December comes, then disappears. Faster and faster every year. Did my old mother keep this pace? Or was the world a different place? But people stay home, wishing for snow, watching three channels on their TV. Forget us now, rushing around, trying to buy Christmas peace. I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent light. What was it like back there in Bethlehem, with peace on earth, goodwill toward men?
They were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace."
I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. made a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. To end this crazy day with a silent night.
I'm feeling a whole lot better than when we first sat down on this bench. Those carolers and their friends have helped me get an idea of what Christmas is really all about.
Me too. It's not about racing around trying to get the perfect gift.
Or worrying about wrapping and delivering or paying for that gift.
Right. It's about Jesus. Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who came as a baby on that very first Christmas.
I wish everyone could understand what we just learned. I wish everyone could hear those carolers. I wish everyone could witness the real story from God's Word. I wish everyone could have a truly Merry Christmas.
C is for the child born that night to be our light. H is for holy is his name. R is for rejoice with gladness and joy. I is for Emmanuel, God with us. S is for the star that led the wise men to him. T is for the truth and grace that was sent our way. M is for Mother Mary laying him in the swaddling clothes in the manger. A is for angels singing songs of joy. And S is for salvation. Well, thank you for everyone who participated and shared with us the story of Jesus' birth. If you would all please stand with me as we sing Away in the Manger.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and bring us to heaven to live with thee there.
Please be seated.
Because we don't do this every day, we are not a theater troupe. What we are is a community of people who follow Jesus. And we are a welcoming community. If that's what you want to be a part of and want to come alongside and find out what our journey has been like, we're all coming from different places, and but we're all going to the same place together. That's the joy of it. Well, this morning, as we talk about some community events, I'd like to invite Jeff Barrage, one of our elders, to come up, and he is going to share a little bit about the budget and our finances right now at the end of the year.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, if you're like me, these last 2 weeks of the year, I tend to focus on Christmas and the new year that's coming up. It's also a time of reflection, thinking back on everything that's happened in 2018. But let's remember that 2018 isn't over yet. There's still things God is doing, things he wants to teach us, and ways he wants to move and work in our lives and the lives of others around us. In the back of your bulletin, there's a summary of the church's budget and actual giving to date. We've fallen behind in our giving coming into the month of December. On behalf of the elders, I'd like to encourage all of us who are able and willing to be generous and to end the year strong in our giving. 1 Chronicles 29:14 says, "But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." Thank you.
And giving is one of the spiritual disciplines that we practice here as Jesus followers, along with praying together and individually, along with studying the Bible individually and together, and along with gathering together and celebrating together and with sharing this truth together. So these are all things that we are called to do from ancient days in God's words, and we practice these things. Well, there are a whole bunch of things listed in the bulletin that are coming up that you can be part of, and I recommend all these things to you. I just want to remind you that our Christmas services are continuing. Next week we will have kind of what you might call a regular service, but we're going to be singing a lot of Christmas carols, so come and enjoy that if you will. Then, of course, on Christmas Eve, we'll have a service here around 5 or 5:30. You'll have to check the bulletin out. I've forgotten what it is exactly. And then Christmas morning, we have our Eulita service for the stout of heart. It'll be at 6 o'clock in here. And if you're really stout of heart, you can start the walk up the hill down Bassett Hill, or starts down Bassett Hill Road about 5:30. So it's cool, so bring a sweater. Monica has also asked me to announce that if you are interested in, if you're not on our email list and you want us to, if you want to be included in the weekly news updates and all, to send that to her, to get your email address to her in the front office, and she'll get you on that distribution list. This morning, it's our privilege to address the God of the universe. The Bible tells us that we are part of a church service that is ongoing, 24/7, forever and ever. And the angels and the elders sing hallelujah to the Lord at his throne all the time, and because he is just that great. And so why don't we join them just now and pray together and bring our needs before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. We know that you love us because life isn't perfect, and you show us life has got a lot of contrast. There are a lot of angry people, a lot of hateful people, and they're all around us. And you've asked us to be a light in this world. And so we want to praise you for what you have given us. You have given us the great treasures of all the universe in our lives, and we're just very grateful for that. We are blessed people. Lord, make us to be grateful people as well. And so, Lord, for those things that are not working well for us in our life right now, we lift those to you, and you ask us to do that, to bring our requests, to make them known. You know about them already. So we want to pray this morning for those who are struggling physically. Lord, we think of Charlie Douglas, who just had surgery this week and is recuperating. We think of Robin Kader, who was recuperating from surgery. And Lord, now we want to just take a silent moment in our hearts and pray for those closest to us who are struggling with physical ailments. Thank you, Lord, that you care about these bodies that you have put us in, and you care about our lives. Lord, we want to lift up those around us. Lord, you've given each of us a group of people that we see on a regular basis, that we work with, that we go to school with, we rub shoulders with. And Lord, you have assigned us to be a light to those people. And so we ask right now, we want to, again, pray silently for the particular people that we know. And we just thank you that all those particular people we know, those 8 to 15 people that are most close to us in our lives, if we added all these things together in this group, there's a lot of people. So hear us now, Lord, as we pray in our hearts for these people. Lord, thank you for the changes that you've made in our lives over the years. And thank you for the change that you want to bring in other people's lives, bringing them joy, bringing them grace, bringing them peace, like you've given to your people as well. And so we pray for them. And Lord, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters on this earth who are struggling right now, who are suffering because they're followers of yours. And we know that that could be part of our existence as well. And so we lift them up to you, Lord, and ask for them today that you would comfort and that you would bless those who are hard-pressed because of their faith. We pray for those who have dedicated their lives to sharing this gospel and to teaching this gospel and to helping in every other way. We pray for each of us. I pray for each person in this congregation, because each one who says yes to you has a gift from you. And we are all to take our gifts and to bless the world around with those gifts. So help us as we do that in this Christmas season. Help us to be reminded how much you gave to us and how much you keep giving to us. It started with something as simple as a baby. And we're here to just thank you so much for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd like to collect up our morning offering now, if we could. And be thankful as the Lord blesses us with that.
about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy. And I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, the major lift with every breath I'm singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place for you, a coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel, and save your heart.
Hallelujah. Matthew 2:10-11. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Isaiah 35, Joy of the Redeemed. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice gladly and shout for joy. The glory of the Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution, he will come to save you.
Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs, and the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will enter there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there. And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
As we close our time together, let's stand and sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from
Worship.
We begin one thing, and the end of one thing is the beginning of the next. And so we want to begin our time of fellowship together as we share a feast together downstairs. And let me close with a passage of Scripture, and then let us, we'll bless the food right here and now. The prophet Isaiah says that in that day the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be seven times brighter like the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds that he has inflicted. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the days to come. Thank you that Jesus brought tremendous light into the world. He is continuing to bring light into the world, and ultimately he will be not the only light in the world that we will see. We're so thankful for that. Would you bless us now, Lord, as we share this meal together? And we just want to thank you for all the people that have worked very hard to put this presentation together and put this meal together. Lord, may we bless them today. And we thank you for this time together. In the name of Jesus, amen.